Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Even without the virus crisis, small businesses always seem to be the underdog when competing with big national companies. Our next guest, though, has been competing and winning that battle. Jerry Riga is founder and co-owner of Regal Prints in Columbia, South Carolina. Today we have him on the phone. Jerry, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
Give us a quick overview of your company.
I would consider us a small, family-run printing business. We started out probably close to 20 years ago, really focused more on labels and decals. Since then, we've expanded into a wide variety of printing, including banners, brochures, wide format printing, even laser engraving. About a year and a half ago, we had the opportunity to acquire a location in downtown Columbia. It actually helped us to expand our product offerings. We do a lot more in what we now consider, you know, the paper printing. Copies and booklets, brochures, gives us a little more variety.
Well, now talk about the issues that you are facing as a service business in the midst of the current crisis.
We've made the decision with the current virus situation to pretty much lock down and not do a lot of walk-in business for the direct public except by invitation or appointment. And we've also taken a good number of our employees and have them honestly working remotely from home, even though it doesn't seem very easy for a production operation to do that. We've made that available to our employees, and we're actually staying pretty much busy and on par with what we need to do in this environment.
Now, have you experienced some order cancellations, some postponements?
Up until now, no, not at all. So we're actually in very good shape. I've been talking to most of our medium to large accounts, getting a handle on what their activities are. Like most things we're seeing in the news, a lot of it is day by day. Pretty much our entire customer base is working normally. They don't have any cancellations, but there's always that caveat at the end that says, wait till tomorrow, because that's the bigger concern right now for a lot of big companies is their employees are working, they're up and running, but we don't know what's going to happen a day or two or three from now.
I know our listeners must be wondering how a small, locally owned printing business is able to compete with the big guys, and in particular, the online printing companies.
We get that asked a lot. What we see a lot of times is people who go online, there's always a communication breakdown. And I shouldn't say always, but maybe that's unfair. But in many cases, it's very difficult. If you've got a custom product, you're looking for a certain appeal to what you're trying to do, and a lot of times it doesn't quite come back as to what was expected by the customer. So we get a lot of that. So people try that once or twice. Some have good experiences. In some cases they don't, and they don't go back. We see that. With the big chain operations, when I think about our business, we are really, many of our customers are the same ones we've had for 17 or 18 years. And it's not just that we're providing them with a package or a product or a label or whatever it might be, but we're actually helping them supply their end product. And part of that equation is not just supplying the product, but sometimes, in many cases, it's supplying it in a very fast turnaround environment, or in some cases, actually going and sitting down with them and helping them design what it is we're going to provide. A lot of our growth has come about by sitting down and discussing with our customer what their needs are. And we've added capacity or we've added new equipment specific to those customers.
And I would say that probably that service aspect is what most small businesses would identify with when they are successful.
Yes, very much so. Because if you go back to people who provide service through the internet, I tell many people when they talk about how we've been successful that you can go on the internet and find hundreds and hundreds of companies who will provide the same product that we do, but they just can't provide the same service level. Even through the internet, people will always think, well, maybe they can provide less expensive through the internet. Being a small operation, being very flexible, being family-owned, we've got a structure that allows us to, quite honestly, compete with the prices that people can see on the internet. So that has not been a challenge for us.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Yeah, definitely. It's been my pleasure.
Jerry Riga is founder and co-owner of Regal Prints in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.